Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by Burger King, Fidelity Bank, TF Express Delivery, Warren's Electric Motors, Commonwealth Bank, Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, J.S. Johnson, Wendy's, and LA Impact Windows and Doors.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to today talk about several matters that are going on with current events, and we're also going to get into this report that the UN has released talking about income tax. And we keep circling back to this, and nobody actually wants to touch this hot potato, but you know, it's just a matter of when and not if, and how long we think we can keep running away from this reality that we're going to eventually have to move to an income tax system. These regressive taxes, we keep bandying back and forth over the regressive taxation system, which one is best, and how much do we need to have to... They're disadvantaging us as a country. And for all our talk about modernization, digitization, yada, 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 X, Y, Z, we're going to have to, at some point, it would best be sooner rather than later, confront this issue. All right? But before we get into that, and I was hoping to deal with D'Aguilar's comments on the Grand Lucan and the Grand Bahama International Airport. We may or may not be able to get into that. But before we get into that, let's deal with a couple of current affairs matters. So top on the list, the vaccine is now being rolled out, okay? So a nurse took the vaccine, the prime minister took the vaccine, his wife took the vaccine, Renwood Wells took the vaccine, Dr. Mercilyn Dalregis took the vaccine, and I ain't gonna lie, if she's taking it, then I ain't really afraid of it, although I ain't taking this one, right? We got options in the world, and I'm not trying to take this one. Now, if you want to take this vaccine, then that's fine. Go right ahead. Make the decision in tandem with your doctor. But also, do realize that if you don't feel comfortable taking this one, then that is okay. Right? It doesn't make you a complete drooling moron. I believe that they are safe, right? I'm just not taking this one for a variety of personal reasons, but I will take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine when that's made available to me. But it doesn't mean you're an ignoramus or you're a fool. It just means probably that I'm hoping that you're not an ignoramus or a fool. It just means probably that you have some outstanding questions, okay? And that's fine. Right? Consult your doctor about what might be best for you. What we're trying to achieve is herd immunity, which means everyone won't take the vaccine anyway. So no one under 18 is going to get it. It's recommended for people of all ages, but it's okay to have questions. And what should happen is that the government, as well as people in the private sector, as well as the private healthcare sector, as well as the private sector in terms of organizations that are dealing with civil society, should step up and give more information on this. Even the church is doing it. And, you know, I don't really care what the Christian Council's position is on this. But people who want to see the best outcomes for their communities and the community at large have stepped up, for the most part, to speak to vaccination, because it's the next step of something very critical that has taken the world by storm. Now, like I said before, if you believe that the entire pandemic was planned out and Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and who else was in it? Who else was in the mix? Anyway, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, Big Pharma, right? They unleashed the coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 on the world to rock global markets and push out this vaccine on people for whatever reason, then they won, right? They won. So we got to understand that we are where we are. And at this point, the question before you is to be vaccinated or not to be vaccinated. Now, I'm not going to entertain those who are going, oh, well, it's got microchips and nanochips and they're trying to poison us all out and all that. Because, you know, if it does and that's what it is, then they won. But I'll deal with those who do have questions, right? Now, I can't answer all your questions, but I'll deal with those who have questions. Those who have questions, it is totally fair for you to go listen. I have seen credible reports, accurate reports, where numerous countries have suspended the administration of the AstraZeneca vaccine. I have seen reports where some countries have suspended the administration of this particular batch of 1 million doses that was produced. And I've seen some countries who have suspended the AstraZeneca vaccine altogether. These are countries who are still vaccinating citizens that have numerous vaccine options available. Right now, through the government, we have one. These countries have numerous options. So, for instance, England has given out millions and millions of doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, as well as the AstraZeneca vaccine. All right? Germany has Pfizer and BioNTech. And BioNTech is a German company. And they also have AstraZeneca, and they also have a couple other options available. So it's perfectly reasonable for you to go, I've seen on CNN, right, or whatever you want to watch, Fox, One America, right? So I have seen credible reports where they have stopped the administration of this vaccine over concerns about blood clots. Now, you're saying that it's not statistically significant, but that doesn't give me much comfort because there are statistics of people catching blood clots, of developing blood clots, and there are statistics of people who have died after taking the vaccine, whether the vaccine caused their death or not. I do look at it and I go, well, it's not statistically significant, so I'm not incredibly worried about it. I perfectly understand people who are going, you say it's not statistically significant, but somebody is the statistic, and I don't want me to be the statistic. Particularly over here where we have problems with chronic non-communicable diseases, it is perfectly reasonable to ask these questions. So if you're looking at people and you're going, man, line up, take the vaccine, and you see PM take it, yeah, you can take whatever you want. That's him. Me, I got questions. And so you need to be prepared to answer people's questions. And the government needs to mount, all right? And yeah, it's a critique. Yeah, sorry, don't ever critique the government. The government needs to mount a more robust public education campaign about this particular vaccine. Also, you have told me that these doses are not among the batch of the one that most people have stopped. Like, as I said, some people have stopped from this batch and some people have stopped with the AstraZeneca altogether. Now, this is Covaxin. the Indian version of AstraZeneca. Now, I ain't tripping that it's made in India. Come from me with that, okay? The India makes millions and billions of doses of pharmaceuticals that go around the world every year. In fact, I believe that, I think Dr. Nikhil Forbes was saying something like over 60% of the drugs we use are manufactured in India, right? Further to that, we have quite a number of Indian doctors and pharmacists currently working in the Bahamas, and they save lives every day. So I'm tripping that it's from India. However, you have not explained to me which batch it is we do have. Okay? So be prepared for people to have questions about the vaccine. Be prepared for people to have questions about the vaccine and race. All right? Be prepared for people to have questions about the vaccine and comorbidities. And don't dismiss their fears or concerns or questions. Address them straight up. Explain to them what you have found so far in terms of side effects of the vaccine. Explain to them that no, we do not know what any long-term effects might be. However, in the history of immunization in the last 60 years, no drug that has continued to be on the market has shown any adverse side effects beyond the 8-week to 3-month period. And you've been administering this vaccine long enough now to see if there were severe adverse side effects. Now, the blood clot issue, if it keeps popping up, it's going to dissuade people from taking the vaccine, particularly if there are options. Also explain to people that there have been over 100,000 doses of these same vaccines from India administered throughout the Caribbean. We're almost the last to get it. And we have not noted any noticeable side effects or adverse reactions so far. And these people, most of them, we all share genetic similarities, right? As Caribbean people, most of us. So I would try to provide the best information possible. We also have where millions of doses have been administered in the UK, and the UK has a healthy Caribbean population, a healthy African population, and the best data we have says that people of color were well represented in the clinical trials, perhaps not demographically identical to their representation in each particular country, but well represented. So be prepared to have answers to these questions. Don't dismiss people's concerns and fears. And also, if I'm the government, I'm going to provide options. Now, Dr. Minnis said, I swear he'd be listening to me. Dr. Minnis said that instead of making sure that 10,000 people get both doses, they're going to go ahead and vaccinate 20,000 people with what they got. And then when the other stuff comes, you give the others the follow-up dose. So we should be looking at, I believe it's about 100,000, more than 100,000 doses coming in over the next few weeks. So you could vaccinate up to 120,000 people, which is, you know, not far off from the mark you want to get. I think you want to get somewhere around 200, 250. It'll hit you with some good herd immunity. So you're thinking, Minnis, I'm impressed, right? I'm happy that you're doing so. But you got to mount a very robust public education campaign, more so than that's been going on. You got to get on the shows. I'm going to charge you, but that's fine. But come, get on the shows, explain to them, talk to them, have a variety of voices speak. Bring your best information. And I see y'all. upset. The nurse ain't had on gloves given minutes the vaccine. You don't have to wear gloves to give a back, to give a shot. If you wash your hands and all this and sanitize, I would prefer you to wear gloves when you give me my shot, but it's fine if you don't. I've had shots without gloves before. Yeah. Say we need 300,000 plus to reach herd immunity. Well, that depends on what number you're using. If you're going with, we got 400,000 people, then I guess so. However, the kids aren't being vaccinated. That's probably 50,000 people right there, or more actually. So, yeah, 300,000 may be high. I don't know you need to get that high. All right, we'll take some calls. That's fine. We don't have to have a strict agenda. I just wanted to get some of this out of the way. I also want to address these campaigning issues. But we're going to need better public education and better optics than just the prime minister. And yes, it's good that the prime minister is first in line and to go get it, and that's fine. But we need to start seeing more people who are going to take it, who are comfortable with it. So those who have some reticence will step forward. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Everything good. You're asking some relevant questions, pertinent questions, especially as relate to who is being affected by. I mean, one person dead is a lot.
Right.
But you still need to ask the question, because If they're telling me, when you look at all these commercials about drugs, well, this drug has a million side effects, go and ask your doctor. But all of a sudden, we're not allowed to ask questions about vaccines. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Right, and it doesn't make any sense.
How does it make any sense when, for years, they've been pushing drugs and you're telling you, bro, go tell your doctor this is what I want. But now is my body, but I can't question whether I should take this vaccine or not.
No, it's absolutely, you can question it, you can...
I'm saying I can't, but I'm saying in the public, in the media, it's especially from the government, how dare you question these things?
Right, well, stop making me feel like I'm crazy because I have questions about what I'm, you know what I mean, what the vaccine does and what's happening. Like, don't do that to me. Like, I have legitimate questions.
Right, there's another thing, though. The Washington Post just reported that Germany now is the latest to suspend use of the vaccine. So that's the largest country so far.
Well, Germany was reticent to use it in the first place because the data on the effects on elderly people wasn't available or complete when they were looking at it.
And also the CDC, the FDA hasn't approved this vaccine also.
No, not this one. Not AstraZeneca. No. Yeah, and that's part of the reason. Yeah.
So there are legitimate concerns. Why can't we ask those questions?
You should. That's, you should. You should. And they need to be prepared to answer them. You should.
But they're not.
Well, they better get prepared.
But yet they want people to take it, but they don't want to answer questions about it.
If you want me to take it, you're going to have to inspire some confidence in me.
Convince me.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of people do have admiration for politicians, but a lot of people just don't trust politicians either.
Here's another thing, though. If I'm healthy, no sniffles, none of those things, why am I going to take this? When they tell you to take the flu virus every year, I haven't taken the flu virus since 2011. I haven't had the flu since.
Right.
So why should I take this vaccine?
Right. Well, see, they're not explaining.
They're not asking questions.
They're not explaining properly what the goal is, right? So we keep missing the point, and this is when you don't have a clear communication strategy. So
right.
The goal is, and we missed this through all this, the goal is not to make COVID-19 magically disappear from the world, right? What the vaccines are for is to reduce the risk of severe illness, hospitalization, and death, okay?
And you protect the vulnerable population. That's
to protect
the
those who are most vulnerable. Now, there's not anymore with the variants a great deal of the population over 30 that just goes, we ain't vulnerable at all. Now, you probably ain't gonna get real sick. But we have seen in the Bahamas where people in their 30s have died, and I think a few people in their 20s, right?
Yes.
But they probably have comorbidities. Right, exactly. So you got to make a determination if you need protection, and you got to make a determination if this is how I'm going to protect myself. All right.
And a lot of people have to answer questions.
And answer the questions. And that's how you get buy-in, right? You can't just take the vaccine here. You go, no, it's not like that. Like, you got to encourage people to take it, you know?
Yeah,
and if you, okay, sure. Because you could say, okay, well, you take the vaccine, we're going to open back up. You almost stay on lockdown. Hey, that's one effective way. But I think if you explain to people better the goal of it, right, then it would help. Because, and I'm going to be real with you, if you have something going on that's serious or chronic, COVID-19 can take you out. I ain't asking you, I'm telling you. I've seen, my wife had a relative who had stage 4 cancer. He caught COVID, the stage 4 cancer didn't kill him as fast as the COVID-19. He caught COVID-19, it took him out in a matter of weeks. I have a friend, her father had colon cancer. He went to Princess Margaret Hospital, caught COVID-9 in Princess Margaret Hospital, and died there. Okay? So if you know you need protecting, then you need to talk to your doctor about vaccination. You also have thousands of people, maybe, I don't know, I can't quantify thousands, I'm sorry. Thousands of people have caught COVID-19, but you would have hundreds of people, noting those who have been hospitalized, who are still dealing with some effects from COVID-19. They call them long haulers. And you need to be explaining to us the science. Let's take the phone call. I'm sorry. You need to be explaining to us the science behind how taking a COVID-19 vaccine would affect long haulers. Should they get it in the first tranche? Would they not still have antibodies in their system? Should they wait? These sorts of questions. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, buddy. How's it going?
I'm good, you know, and good afternoon to the nation. I was listening to you speak about the vaccine and the distribution of what the Prime Minister, et cetera, was saying, right? I'm a little confused now, Juan, because I listened to the news from The Guardian this morning, mm-hmm. from Dwight Plated, very early this morning. I listened to Dr. Sands on the news. I listened to the Director for Infectious Disease, Dr. Nakia Forbes, right? Mm-hmm. And none of them are saying that the government is going to issue straight out. They have straight out the 20,000 to 20,000 people, because that would be completely irresponsible. That would be grossly irresponsible. That's something I believe.
Why do you say that?
If the government went ahead and did that, one, they should go to jail for that. Because I'm going to answer you. They do not, and I have one more point I want to make. They do not manufacture vaccinations. That's the first point. Therefore, they cannot determine when they're going to have the vaccinations and on. That's the second point. The third point is, we already see, well, from last year, the government paid for the vaccinations. They gave, this is the third deadline that the government has given, and they have yet to receive the vaccinations that the government of the Bahamas has paid down on. Instead, India had to rescue us with 20,000 free doses of vaccine. And so it would be grossly irresponsible and almost criminal for them to go ahead and distribute whatever vaccines they have in hand, knowing that it's a two-stage process. And so they indicated that if they see their way clear where they will have the vaccinations in hand, and Dr. Nakia Forbes indicated that studies have proven that they have up to 3 months, although it is ideal to distribute the second dosage within 4 to 6 weeks. They will then go ahead and distribute the 20,000. If not, they will only distribute 10,000 and hold on to the other 10,000 until they get the others in hand, which is the responsible route. What I really wanted to speak to one.
I disagree totally, Anton. I totally disagree with you.
That's fine. I respectfully completely disagree with you as well.
Yeah.
And I repeat again, it would be criminal for the government, knowing that they do not determine when they get the vaccines, to just go ahead and distribute, not knowing when they will have the second dosage or not. But moving on to my second point, one, it was completely ironic, and I totally respect the speaker for the stance that he's taken in the House of Assembly this morning, where he acknowledged that the Attorney General is outright lied on the clerk of the House. He was outright lied as it relates to their incompetence and not meeting last week in the Senate, which Senator Fred Mitchell, leader of official government business in the Senate, revealed in a press release. What is going on with this government? And then you have the cabinet of the Bahamas who's seeking to undermine democracy and the independence of the legislation in our country by trying to coordinate with the speaker's junior staff, what the mandate would be or what the agenda would be for Parliament. What kind of nonsense is this? Is an all-time low. I'm not surprised, one, because this government has on record many instances where the Prime Minister himself has misled Parliament and many instances where his executive branch has been called into question. And so I'm not surprised by the actions, but I'm totally thankful to the Speaker, Hudson Nutrin, for taking the stand for justice and calling out those other ministers who are not going to be on the ticket in 2021 to throw a bill for justice, although none of them got up and did the deed for the people of the Bahamas. We got to watch them and closely because they lie a lot and their actions never line up to what they say. PRC all the way, one.
Let's go to another call. Good afternoon. Welcome to Revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going, my brother?
Yeah, everything is all right. You know, I listened to the two pundits this morning, but the question is, you know, of course you love questions, right? But the thing is, everybody knows that they were saying the monoclonal vaccinations. And then Pfizer and Moderna saying their new vaccination is polyclonal, which means they're saying it can handle the variants, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now the vaccine was originally designed for a specific pathogen. And so that is confusing to me. I mean, have we done our own neutralizing assay here in country to see if we can handle these new variants? Someone texted it was based on the results of the test from Brazil, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is the lack of knowledge is lack of consciousness, and a lot of people, what they were saying, oh, well, you know, with 5G and conspiracy theories, but it has nothing to do with 5G. Right? What happened is during the, they knew from the 40s and 50s that when they irradiated plants and animals, DNA would change. There's also, I didn't even want to get into something called electroporation, right? Which is a way of passing a electrical field on cell walls to allow them to absorb chemicals and drugs and DNA, et cetera, more readily. So these, you know, for me, who's an avid reader and who knows this stuff, it is sickening to me to see the narrative being driven and everything is fake news. And this is they already win, you know, because the biosecurity paradigm that they're about to create, the globalists, me and you can't really stop it, you know.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Everything
right.
We look, right. But we dismiss everything. But yes, sir, Mr. McCartney, trust me, I hope all the sheep know it's scientific dictatorship now. This is exactly what you're seeing being done. All right? Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, my brother. This says, Anton had a very valid point on the administration of the first and second dosage, then went off on a tangent, shaking my head. Now, I don't agree with Anton's point, and here's why. If he could stop for a minute wildly pontificating. The science has shown, and I said this, right? We're going to deal with the science. It's a double dose with AstraZeneca. Again, I'm trying to take the Johnson & Johnson one. It's a single dose. It's 65% effective, they said, somewhere thereabouts. It may prove to be more so afterward. After more study, but if the science is showing that 12 weeks is more effective after which to get the second dose, then yes, vaccinate as many people with the first dose. You know the second dose is coming. It's going to be here before the 12 weeks. And then you vaccinate, you give those people their second dose. That's to me, an efficient management of the resources that you have. To me, I don't see how that's criminal. That's just vaccinating as many people as you can using your head. And I'm going to say, I don't know if it was his idea, but Minnis is using his head. And I agree with him. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hello, Mrs. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything good. I just want to slightly deviate from the issue at hand because this one caused enough mental and psychological distress.
It's very important, though. Attention. It's very important.
Yeah, it is. But this is also important. I've come to realize, based on some research presently, that Little Ragged Island, since much has been spoken of about Ragged Island, Little Ragged Island is up for sale on the auction block on the 27th of this month, going for $19,500,000. The deposit just to enter the auction on the bid of Little Ragged Island is $100,000. And we've been speaking about our natural resources. How is it that we are losing a lot of our keys? And the stamp tax does not benefit the sister islands of those keys. That is something we need to look into in midst of all of these other issues that is going on presently with COVID and this political season and all that and this and that.
Right.
But that needs to be looked at. And another name for Little Ragged Island is it's called St. Andrew's Key.
Mm-hmm.
It will be on the market. It's presently being advertised for $19,500,000. And your down payment is $100,000. And if that is the case, Ragged Island should benefit something from the stamp tax of that key. Because we sell them, a lot of our keys are being privately owned. And
the key costs $20 million?
A lot of people want to just a little private island for themselves just to get away.
How big is this key?
That key, acres-wise, if I'm not mistaken, is about 720 acres.
Right. That's a big key.
It's a short ride just to get out of the Duncan Down to go over to that key.
Right. All right. Now, I can put it to you like this. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because we are talking about vaccines, but I'm going to put it to you like this. We just gave Ragged Island, we're giving Ragged Island an $11 million school and a solar array. So, and for about the 100 people who live on Ragged Island, I don't know how much tax we collected to go build that there. So I don't know about giving them back the money if they don't actually own the key.
No, I think not so the much, investment not in so their island is, the island is solid. My point is, with all of these keys being sold,
right,
the sister island, the mother island adjacent to those keys should
benefit from that.
The infrastructure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reap some continuous benefit for the maintenance and improvement of those infrastructure.
I can agree with that. Absolutely. I'm going to look up that St. Andrew's Key thing. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. Let's go to a break, Kirby, and then we're going to come back. Or you want to do this call? Which one do you want to do? Excuse me, man. Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
Say aloha to something delicious from Burger King Nassau. Introducing the all-new Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Crispy Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy the classic flame-grilled Whopper or our crispy chicken breast topped with ham, pineapple, smoky barbecue sauce, cheese, and all the fixins. Grab it with both hands and savor the tropical flavor. Whether you choose chicken or flame-grilled beef, you're gonna love it. The Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Chicken Sandwiches are all new and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you will also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
TF Express Delivery, the Uber for items, packages, and documents.
It's the Bahamas' most efficient domestic delivery service.
We pick up and deliver for businesses and individuals, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. anywhere in Nassau. TF Express Delivery, the Uber for items, packages, and documents. Call 815-4628 or visit tfxdelivery.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We were talking about the vaccines. I know it's not the only issue, but it's an important issue. All right? This is the next phase of how we get back to being open and having our economy restored. All right? The first thing is this. We are, and let's just be realistic about it. All right? Because we already see we can, for the time being, make it without the tourists. the tourists come from majority America and Canada. That's about 80% or more. And the rest, for the most part, coming from Europe. All right? Now, Europe is swiftly vaccinating the population in those nations on a massive scale. America's number one priority, top priority, period, is the vaccination of Americans. And they're doing it rapidly. You are not going to get these Americans to go come somewhere, a lot of them, although plenty of them look like they're ready to shake now, but you're not going to be able to effectively market yourself if your population has not been vaccinated or has reached some threshold of herd immunity. They're going to go, well, they ain't serious. Let me see where else I can go. And further to that, the CDC is not going to put you at the level that you want to be at if you're not taking this seriously as a country. This is just the way the world is moving. I ain't make the world. I just live in it. This is where the world is moving. So we got to start looking critically at vaccinating as many people as we can, as swiftly as we can, as safely as we can. All right? That's just what it is. We could talk bush medicine and the tea and all. We could do all that. But at the same time, at the end of the day, unless y'all going back to subsistence farming, we can need to open this country up and get the tourists back. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hey, how's it going?
Good afternoon, man. How are you?
I'm well.
Mr. McCartney, I see the Prime Minister sent a photo out on Facebook saying that he took the vaccination, him and his wife.
Right.
And ran it well. But Mr. McCartney, you know, I don't trust the Prime Minister, right? I don't trust him on that. And he say, why does it have to be a photo? Why couldn't they do the full video?
They did.
A full video?
Yeah, they had the video on Facebook Live. I watched it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I saw the photo. I didn't I still don't trust him because that could have been complex, you know.
You don't think it's
complex, you know? It could have been anything that he took, you know. But you know,
right.
I still don't trust him. I don't believe that he took the vaccination.
Lord.
I don't believe Renwood Bell. I'll tell you, I wouldn't believe him if he dressed up like Jesus and came on a cloud. I'll never believe Renwood Bell or anything he said. Okay, because he's a fast-talking, tire-shuffling, snake oil salesman. I don't believe anything Renwood Bell says, you know? So this prime minister has, you know, been caught in too many dishonesty things that's been going on in his cabinet. But I would hope if he did take it, one of the side effects be that he would start telling the truth and that he would really have compassion for the Bahamian people and release the Bahamian people.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Bahamians, I love y'all. Y'all are hilarious. He might not have taken it. No, I believe he took it. But you have many people like the caller who don't trust politicians. Not that y'all aren't nice people. They just don't trust you. So, and he proves my point as to why you need more sectors of society coming forward, taking it, showing to have taken it. Save PM take. Be complex. I love y'all. Y'all can't drive, but I love y'all. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
I'm good. Juan, I'm in front of the Guardian building, and I thought y'all was competing this gold and blue, you know. It seemed like only Antoine could get on this radio. I drive up here for the same reason, right? Like only the PLPs could get on the radio.
They call? You call in? You're not a PLP?
Yeah, but I called several times. And can't get through from last week.
I don't know how Anton does it. I won't lie to you. He has really good luck, or he knows something I don't know.
No, Anton has shares with the Guardian. I convinced him. He has shares with the Guardian.
Okay.
But my point is I'm glad you made the statement, Juan, because you're right about that. Dr. Menace has more knowledge. Let's not make this, please, I'm asking our country, let's not make the COVID vaccine thing a political thing. We are here to save lives, to try to save lives. The Prime Minister is doing the best thing for the best interests of the people. We can't say that. We can't blame him for some of the mistakes made because mistakes are being made all over the world. You understand what I'm saying? They produced this vaccine quicker than they needed to, because people were dying rapidly and they were trying to resolve the problem. Let's not blame the prime minister concerning this. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I too am interested in what the delay is with the COVAX facility, but we're not the only ones experiencing it.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. So I think it's unfair for Antoine to put this in a political agenda. Let's try. We're trying to save lives. The prime minister has done a great job. Has he made mistakes? Yes, he has. He's made some mistakes. But also at the same time, I got to say that I congratulate Dr. Sands. I congratulate the new health minister. But the prime minister has been doing what he can. I believe God has put him in this position at such a time as this because of this illnesses that God allowed a doctor to become prime minister. Because if we had an idiot, and I can say this loudly, a PLP idiot for leadership, most of us, half of us would be dead. We'd be by fish fry dropping right out.
Now, this from you who just say don't turn it political, nah. He just, 10 seconds ago, he said, I hope it don't become political. Dead. PLP is in charge. Everybody be dead. Dropping down dead. My fish fry. good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Okay. This vaccine is issued under what we call the EUA, Emergency Use Operation.
Right.
There is no study to show what long-term side effects can happen.
That's correct, yes.
From this?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We are the experiment.
Yeah, they're studying it on us, yep.
So when you hear about headache and fatigue and blood clots, it's like throwing salt in your car and expecting it to run better. You know? Moderna and Pfizer, and they have in these vaccines called polyethylene glycol. And this can cause anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a spike protein used to create antibodies. But the process used to create the spike protein can cause lung functions, lung failure, and breathing problems, heart problems. So, really, these things have been rushed to hurry up, try and fix the problem.
They were rushed, yes.
Mm-hmm. The messenger RNA is a genetic material that they use, been trying to make coronavirus vaccine since 2002. They were experimenting with this. Mm-hmm. You see? It was tested on animals. But, you know, messenger RNA has to do with your DNA and your body cells. But your body creates these things all the time, naturally. That is why vitamin D is so important. But, you know, since we don't create the vaccine, like you say, we may not have much choice, but we have to pick what we think is the safest.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah. You have inherent risk. There's no question about it. You have inherent risk. The vaccine is experimental in terms of there has not been long-term study of it. The process was rushed is maybe a pejorative word to use, but in essence, the same thing. But the process was compounded. But it wasn't any less rigorous. And again, the vaccines are effective, all right? And they do carry some risk. If you are at risk of anaphylactic shock, then they don't recommend that you take it, right? There are people who are at risk of anaphylactic shock from bee stings. So therefore, you want to consult your doctor before you take it. Some people have to carry on an EpiPen. If you're one of those people, then you maybe not want to take the vaccine or speak with your doctor about it, all right? But we're just going to have to decide which one is best. And as many people who are saying, I'll come forward, I'll take it because I want to protect myself. The vaccines have also been shown to reduce transmission of COVID-19. You want to protect the people who are vulnerable in your lives. So you'll never hear me tell you, well, don't get vaccinated. My thing is be informed, have your eyes open, ask questions, speak with your doctor. That's the responsible thing to do. I see a lot of your texts. I'm going to get to them shortly here after this caller, and then we go to the news. Good afternoon. Welcome. No? News? All right, fine. We'll go to the news. We'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, heat and cooling water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a three-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. We were talking about the vaccine rollout. Again, not the only issue, but it's an important issue. I do want to shift gears after I read some of your text messages to the campaigning over the weekend by both parties. And I am not sure if we'll get to the IDB report today. Perhaps tomorrow would be a more prudent time for that discussion. But let's do it. Good afternoon. Juan, I concur with the caller who just spoke pertaining to the PM and him not being honest or loyal. Says one day later, the PM is fine, but I don't believe he took AstraZeneca, as one of the callers stated. The PM's not a man of his word. And to the region, I sent this message. This says, one good day. The health hotels are opening up and we're not vaccinated. Tourists are coming regardless, especially repeat visitors. Says, Juan, did you take the so-called vaccine? A lot of countries are suspending the use of this experimental drug, yet the Bahamas is running full force ahead. I don't know if you didn't hear me. No, I'm not taking AstraZeneca. I'm taking Johnson & Johnson. When that becomes available, I prefer to take it through my private doctor. You can take it or not take it, but I'm going to take the Johnson & Johnson one. Juan, the PM said if elected again, then he'll focus on the poor. So what people have been focused on these past 4 years, I'm going to deal with that in a minute. Blessings, Juan, man. There's so many questions, but only so much time and space. Nevertheless, money is equated into just about everything we have to do. And if I don't have money to seek a doctor's advice, I won't feel comfortable taking any of the particular vaccinations. Juan, do you know who's benefiting from the 1 cent pieces being taken from us? Also, right now, many others are joining the ranks of being without work and money. This is heart-wrenching and not good. Overall, I believe the country will benefit from the 1 cent piece being taken away. We spend money printing, minting them, and it doesn't make any sense. It's no economic benefit for them. There's no spending power in a penny. And you can get advice from your doctor for free through your primary care physician with National Health Insurance or at any government clinic. If you want the advice of a private doctor and you can't afford it, then you won't be able to get it. But you can get the advice of doctors who are just as well trained for free through our nifty socialized system of medicine. One, is it a good idea for all the leaders in the COVID battle to be vaccinated from the same batch at the same time? Yeah, I don't see why not. Yeah. This says the PM was totally correct in calling the PLP members contaminants. His only error was not listing other contaminants in our country, mainly the F&M members. These persons with guns are always killing us. The men who won't stop raping our women, COVID-19, the person who still have curfew in effect, and finally all the PLP trolls who call in today. If we can eradicate all the above list, the Bahamas will be paradise for the rest of us. My opinion, respect. Oh, Lord. When I listened to a show on your network this morning, I realized something. Many people do not understand the difference between mathematics and science. Mathematics is based on mathematical proofs, while science is based on theory for which evidence must be found. So a mathematics conspiracy theory is nonsense. Is there a mathematics conspiracy theory? Juan, I do not understand what the minister is saying when he says that we didn't get the batch that the other countries have suspended injecting. What does that mean? Isn't what these countries in the Bahamas receive from the same producer? Is he implying that the batches are being made with different variants? I thought there was one formula for the production of AstraZeneca. There is, but they're not all from the same producer, no. These are produced in India. Those batches, I believe, were produced in Europe. Some batches were produced in Australia. This says, no joke, we should get the Chinese vaccine. It's the only one where they use a denatured virus. Have we asked the Chinese embassy? That's a good question. Good question. One, LOL, that caller had me rolling who say you don't trust them. However, I don't recall ever getting or seeing a shot being administered that fast. Yeah, man. It's like you ever take a flu shot? It takes 1 second. Now to the second caller, who's a Minnis lover, tell him get his head out of you-know-where. Finally, if Minnis had the knowledge, then he needs to share that with the people. They claim they're about transparency, right? So let's see. Yeah. This says, thank you, Mr. McCartney, for focusing on something positive today, unlike the previous talk show hosts. What did they, well, I don't know what they focused on. Says, don't know where the caller is living when the whole vaccine rollout was live on TV yesterday. If everything is being forced globally on the sheep insidiously, how can this not be scary? That caller is a readless fool who says the PM is doing a good job. I'm not saying it's not scary. This says, Avatar One, you are right. They can drive for real, but no, they can't. No, you can't. It's rough out there. One, I agree with Anton. I will bet you a case of anything under $60 that the second dose of the vaccine will not be here before June 14th, 2021, which is 3 months away. Oh, I'm not, I don't want to take that bet. I can't say where it's coming or not. It says, God say don't take the vaccine. God told you that personally? Okay. Good for you. Well, now you know what God wants. It says, hi, Dr. Fauci already said if you get vaccinated, you still have to wear the mask. Yeah, you're going to have to wear the mask until the inoculation kicks in. It takes a matter of weeks. And then you can go around people who have been vaccinated, who have also been vaccinated, who ain't wearing no mask. That's one of my F&M friends said they'd take that bet. It says, foreigners selling these keys is how Bahamians continue to get swing in their own country. Now, doesn't the foreigner own the key? This says, maybe if Minnis, those word was their bond, who knows when the next shipment will arrive. The truth is a stranger to this government. Says, Juan, how are you? Too straight. Says, yes, Juan, you're right. If you're sick with any illness or AIDS, cancer, get the vaccine. It'll help you. If you who are sick with anything, but shall you persuade yourself you're okay, then let the elders lead. You don't need to be vaccinated. But as for me, by his stripes, I am healed. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we all are healed through Christ, right? Yeah, for sure. But God didn't give you a brain. Not mad at you. I'm just saying, just in general, we all need to live, as we believe and we see fit. Those of us who are believers, yes. However, God didn't give you a brain so you could just read the Bible and not use it to think critically. By his stripes we are healed. But we get sick with other things all the time, and we try to get better, right? We go to doctors, yes? We don't just sit there and lay hands on, and that's the end of it. That wouldn't make any sense. So, yeah, you can believe, but believe that God gave you a brain so you could use it. All right? Make sure you use your head now. Faith is an important component in life for me and billions of others, but on a level of common sense, let's look at the science and be guided accordingly. This is Juan. Seriously, we need your show to be free of Anton and 52. It's annoying to listen to them ramble on every day. Well, 52 doesn't call every day. Good day, sir. With Anton, I give up. Juan, with our history. What in our history with Minnis makes you think he's capable of explaining anything coherently or inspiring confidence for that matter? Neither he nor Wells should speak about the vaccination. Leave that to trusted health professionals. Well, look. Again, there's a trust deficit with politicians, okay? It is what it is. With a lot of people, they'll believe anything a politician says and go, the PM says it, that's good enough for me. All right? But with a lot of people, they go, I don't really trust you like that. I don't know you. You told me X was X before. It turned out to be Y. So let me hear from somebody else. I feel you took the vaccine. Let me hear from somebody else. Let me hear some other people. It says, Anton just hung up from Jones. Then I hung up. Now I will change the station. I'm sorry. Juan, last I heard, a small dose of aspirin once daily will help stop blood clotting. Yes, but you do have to, it's the baby aspirin that works well, but you do have to consult your doctor before that, before you do that. That's not for everybody. And there are there are certain instances, depending on your particular medical issues, where if you stop taking the aspirin, it could increase your chance of blood clotting. Juan, I have two concerns about the vaccine rollout. One, the vaccine we've chosen has the lowest efficacy. Well, it has the lowest efficacy if you're judging it against the mRNA vaccines. But this one is still efficacious. The Johnson & Johnson one has an even lower efficacy, something like 67% or below 70, but that's good enough for me, right? Two, the vaccine is a two-dose therapy, so we're going to vaccinate 20,000 people in the faith of them getting the second dose hinges on the government getting the next shipment in time. Scary, if you ask me. I mean, not really. If you, now this, again, they should let us know what they know, right? So if you're dealing with the logistics of all this, and you saying, okay, I can track where the vaccine is, it's coming here, it's here, the supplier says it'll be ready, X, Y, Z, da-da-da-da-da, I can confidently give out these 20,000 doses and know that I'll be expecting these before the next 12 weeks, then I don't have a problem with that. But you should let us know that. This says, one, I don't know if you saw it, but there's a short video being circulated of someone stating that the vaccines have actually killed people. They're saying the data comes from the CDC. That is untrue. People need to be educated and not listen to the theories out there. Well, listen, some people have died after having been administered the vaccine. Does that mean that the vaccine killed them? Not necessarily, but they encourage, in America, in Britain, you to report any adverse reaction to the vaccine. So out of over, I believe it's 10 million doses, no, it's well over 10 million doses, all right, of the various vaccines, they've reported in Britain 275, thereabouts, deaths after the vaccine was administered, all right? And it's not because they had the vaccine and then dropped dead there in the hospital. They had the vaccine and then they died afterward. And they're encouraged to report all of it, right? So please, report it. Even if something else happened, they took the vaccine, something else happened, and he died, report it. All right? So we can investigate it and look at it. Juan, whose report shall you believe? Funny scientists or the Bible? Oh, Lord. It says, based on my research, Novavax is far better than the other three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. It doesn't use live modified virus, mRNA, and it doesn't use cell lines from aborted unborn babies, manufacturing and testing. Almost no side effects and has a higher efficacy percentage than the others. I'm not pro-vaccine nor am I anti-vaccine, but if I would have to take a vaccine, it would be this one so far based on my information that I've seen. I will keep my eyes on this one. The only thing I don't know yet is the adjuvant. Yeah, I've heard good things about Novavax. This says the PM implied that the company knew the batch was bad. Juan, can you explain to me why no official is concerned about a few side effects and delays from the vaccine because the percentage is low? However, these same people will say even one death from COVID is too much. Well, and again, I want you made a good point that I believe I did not raise. Okay, if you're saying that the number of people with blood clots is statistically insignificant, there's an argument to be made that the number of people who have died from COVID-19 is statistically insignificant among the entire population of the Bahamas in terms of the measures that have been rolled out. So people have made that argument as well. And they often get cussed for it. But don't be mad at me when you bring up minuscule statistical numbers, not that 186 people dying is nothing, but compared to the broader impact of the lockdowns and everything that's happened on the greater economy, people do start making those calculations, which are hard to do. So don't tell me that that requires a response that is dramatic and historic and everything like this, because you're looking at the data, and then when I present you some data from over here, you go, oh, don't worry about that. Right? But I got to worry about it. Right? Now, the numbers of people who have died from COVID-19 among the populations impacted have been more significant than the number of blood clots and deaths that have been reported after the vaccine has been administered. So it's not apples-to-apples comparison. But again, don't throw some data in my face and go, well, now we got to really be concerned and look deep at that. And then when I bring some other data, you go, oh, don't worry about that. It says, hi, I will take the vaccine, but I really want the vaccine that keeps me from hell. Okay. It says, sad to see some PLP spreading lies about the vaccine, and it appears they're pulling for it not to work. I don't get it. I don't get the issue with what's I mean, I could see you having some issue logistically, but politically, I don't get it. I ain't gonna lie, I don't get it. Like, the prime minister ain't doing nothing different than what other regional leaders are doing. And if the PLP were in power, it would not be doing much different than what other regional leaders are doing, with the exception of getting the private sector involved, I believe, is where the prime minister is making a grave mistake. This is, Juan, you see the PM working on passing the procurement bill. This is really good stuff. I commend this government. Yeah, I have issues with the procurement bill. But me, I think that we are creating a lot more bureaucracy with some of the provisions of the procurement bill that doesn't need to be created. And from what I read, it gives broad powers to politically appointed persons in terms of the bidding process, the tender process. That's just me. So I'm not, I can't jump up and down about it. I'm not there. It says, it seems silly to not take the vaccine if over 29 million doses have been administered with only 200 deaths until you're one of the 200. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You got to look at it and go, hey, man, you say it's statistically insignificant, but these are still statistics. Now explain to me what correlation there was, what these relationships are. Like, that would be a better argument to me. All right. It said, in reply, Jesus said to them, those who are healthy do not need a physician, but those who are ill do. Luke 5:31. Yeah, I don't get this. Let's just walk on faith. I don't get it. It says, now they want to talk about statistical significance of vax symptoms they won. Some would say the mortality rate for COVID-19 is statistically insignificant worldwide. Also, if they're counting deaths 28 days after COVID infection, then the mortality data is flawed. Fell down some stairs. Wife poisoned you. COVID death. Right. I do agree with you. Right. So, I mean, I don't like to hear, well, one set of data is statistically insignificant, but the other set of data, you know, we got to take really, really, really seriously, even though there are small numbers. This says the data shows most of the post-vaccinated deaths are the elderly. Okay. But they can always deny associations and cause. Juan, did you see the church leader blessing the vaccine? It is now holy water, won't you say? I saw that. I don't know that all that was necessary, but okay. I don't know that all this fanfare is necessary. I get that the prime minister wants people to see him take the vaccine, but I mean, a public education campaign would go a long way, but it's fine if they do it. Greetings, Juan. I ask the Bahamians think critically about the next election. When asked what they want in an MP, we always say trust, transparency, etc. We already know politicians cannot be trusted. We want financial emancipation, period, a future for our children. This is, I love your show more than Dwight's because you run an adult R-rated show and he thinks that his show should be PG-13 Disney show, but listen to both. This is PG when I'm running here. Not even PG-13. I'm trying. PG, right? Just be guided, but you ain't got to worry. Ain't nothing crazy going to go down. This says Johnson & Johnson is for infants world? What? This says, good afternoon, Juan. I don't know why you're so hell-bound on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I know for a fact that India is the leading pharmaceutical distributor in the free world. Also, with me working in Freeport of pharmaceutical industry, I would strongly suggest AstraZeneca India Labs and Research. I've read up on it, and I'm comfortable with the Johnson & Johnson. That's my personal choice. You know? If you're comfortable with AstraZeneca and you want to recommend it to people, you know, that's fine, too. But I've made my determination of barring any newer information that comes out. I'll also take a closer look at the Novavax because I have heard good stuff about it, but that's just me personally. Juan, can you please confirm how many years in an election cycle? Mr. Minnis keeps referring to the 10 years he has to govern. Last I checked, government has a 5-year contract to prove their worth and reapply when their tenure is up, but maybe the incompetent authority passed an amendment. It says, why take a vaccine that has a lower efficacy rate than the natural recovery rate based on CDC stats? Recovery rates are 99.997, 0-19, 99.98, ages 20 to 49, 99.5%, ages 50 to 69 at the highest. Vaccine efficacy rate is 97%. I don't know if I agree with that logic. All right, let's talk campaigning. Wait, are there any more messages? It says, Juan Minnis took a regular flu shot, not no vaccine. No faith in him, eh? McCartney, I'm asking this because I'm still out of a job. I need a place to stay. I depend on the NIB extension from NIB. Why the Prime Minister isn't mentioning anything about it? You know what? Let me find out about that definitively for you and see where we are with that. All right. This one, good day, Juan. Do you know if the NIB unemployment is finished? Again, give me a chance to find out. Says the government's selling all of our keys, so should those monies go into a sovereign fund? The government's not selling the private. That key is privately owned, as far as I'm aware. And you could put the stamp duty or whatever in the sovereign wealth fund. Yeah, sure, if you want. One, a study was done in a German town where they tested everyone and found that most of the population had COVID, which reduced the mortality rate to 0.002%. The focus is now on solving a problem of curing the flu. Listen to the doctors now talking about they don't know everything, hedging their bets. No. I haven't heard that. I haven't seen that study, but okay. It says, hi, give me the holy water over the vaccine. Go for it. Go take the holy water. And then run up in the COVID ward. It says, hi, why don't the government give you $1 million to take the vaccine live? The whole Bahamas would line up to take it. I'll take the vaccine for $1 million, sure. I'll take AstraZeneca for $1 million? Yeah, man. Yeah, hell yeah, I'll take it. All right. Quickly, I want to talk about the campaigning over the weekend. So, the prime minister is out campaigning en masse. And look, let me explain something to you. An election's happening this year, right? The only thing that remains to be determined, if it is before the budget or after the budget. My money says they go forward before the budget. I could be wrong about that. And they toe the line. They hold the line on this budget. No new taxation, et cetera, or like this. Continue borrowing. Hope that we get the economy rolling well again, that things are open back up and people are back to work. But there's going to be an election this year, right? If it's not in May, then I don't think August will see us before we have an election. If we don't have an election, okay, I'm going to get the letters FNM tramp stamped on my lower back, right? No, I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm not getting no tramp stamp. I ain't going through that kind of midlife crisis. I ain't going through them kind of changes. I was asking my wife if I should wear my earrings again, you know? Because, you know, when I came up in my teens, early 20s, everybody had, you know, an earring in each ear if you were hip. You know what I mean? Like P. Diddy. And then, you know, I had to get serious about life and work. You know what I mean? And so... no more earrings, right? And I was like, hey, what do you think? All the rappers have got the earrings now. And she's like, you're not a rapper. And I go, yeah, but Puffy's older than I am. You're not Puffy. What are you saying? She's like, you're 45. It's like, I can rock it. A little bit of bling. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, Adi? Got some diamonds on me, right? All right. Let's go to the phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey. I thought you was with us now, man. What you talking about with FNM?
Good one.
I thought you were with us, but nonetheless, one, isn't it funny that they're debating this this act in Parliament right now after 4 years of mishandling our funds? After 1 year of not accounting for hundreds of millions of dollars spent during a hurricane. And one question, do you think that they have the wrong doctor at the helm of the FNM? Do you think that they should have had the former Minister of Health? Do you think that was the right doctor? I'll listen for the answer. Thank you.
No problem. I think Dwayne Sands would have made a great, great prime minister. I have some issues with the legislation. I don't agree with repealing almost all of the Financial Audit and Administration Act. I don't agree with renaming the Treasury. I disagree with some of the tenets in the public debt management bill. I think there's a lot, we're creating a lot more bureaucracy that I don't know that we're resourced to handle. So we're just, I don't agree with all of it. I agree with the tenets of transparency. I know that CARTAC and the IMF and the IDB have been pushing these things, but just because they push doesn't mean that I'm supposed to go, let's do it, you know? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon, Warren.
What's happening, brother?
What I find ironic, right? India has 1 billion more people than the U.S. And some parts of India is still on lockdown. So why are they trying to share it out? They may help themselves first. And getting warned, do you know what is polyethylene glycol? That is antifreeze. And if you watch Sundays on Snap, that's the main thing the wives just kill their husband with slowly. Polyethylene glycol, antifreeze. Mm-hmm. And they say, when you kind of leak, don't let dogs drink. The dogs will die. It stops water from freezing, that's all. Mm-hmm. I don't know, in the long term, what it will do to the human being, putting that up, but we shall see. But what do you mean, I thought, who are you going to sue? Like the governments are trying to protect themselves from it. So you can't sue them because it's some emergency drug. But the thing, yesterday, right? Did you see when before they stuck minutes, he jumped?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Before they stuck minutes, he jumped.
Oh, he jumped.
But what was that about? I mean, the nurse on his big sweater, that should have been more focused. It should have been more better optics.
Maybe you don't like needles.
he's a doctor. He's supposed to be a doctor. Dr. Menace.
Still.
But what I'm saying, but he jumped. And it should have been a better zoom in. But you want somebody to zoom in and see if that really went in. We'll see.
Okay. Got you, buddy. Now, I don't know about the snapped in people. I don't know what that's about. It says, Juan, please don't do it. You look like you're going through a serious midlife crisis trying to recapture your misspent youth if you go back to wearing earrings. Regression is not cute. Give me a good laugh today. Oh, no, I feel like I can pull it off. It says, Juan, stop it. You know the only thing you can rock after 45 is a pinky ring, pointy white shoes, and a shirt unbuttoned down to your belly. I want a pinky ring, too. I don't know. I'm serious about that. It says, well, Mudo, how Anton get a call through again? But I don't know what magic, what sorcery he works. It says, Johnson & Johnson can't get baby powder straight. Oh, Lord, it's cancerous and you want the vaccine. Good luck. They did mess up the baby powder. I won't lie to you. Juan, if it was two options, procreating with Whoopi or taking the vaccine, which one would you choose? What? I don't know what kind of question that is. Hello, Juan, I'd pay to see your tramp stamp tattoo. It ain't gonna happen. It says the PM will intentionally postpone the election just to make you get the FNM tattoo to name and shame you. All right, so look, they're campaigning, all right? They are campaigning is what they're doing because an election is approaching. He ain't doing it for fun. And look, I got no problem with you campaigning. Your campaign, the PLP campaign, I ain't got no issue with it, right? Go knock yourself out. However, if you could campaign, then we should be able to have funerals in churches. If you and scores of people could campaign, by the way, you know you're supposed to social distance even if you're wearing the mask, right? It's not wear the mask and still be all up in each other's face because the mask don't catch all of it. But anyway, I got no issue with you campaigning. However, people should be able to have weddings with over, 20 people, 30 people? People should be able to have weddings, right? You can campaign with 50, 60 people. So go ahead, campaign, but we should be able to have safe indoor dining, all right, in restaurants that aren't attached to hotels or guest lodges. So go ahead, campaign all you want. I got no problem. Election coming, you got to go underground. You got to check the temperature. All right, that's part of why he's out there on the ground is he's checking the temperature, seeing what, seeing if people are alleviated, seeing if people are good with what's going on. And by the way, you know this, PM, Bahamians will lie to your face, right? And tell you they're going to vote for you and take your money and or whatever. Not money, that would be illegal. Take your, you know, your little gift, little blessing, or little, like, you know, T-shirt or, you know, little care package. They'll take that and then go right about their business and do whatever they intended to do in the first place. So you check in the temperature and that people aren't, like, stoning you. Perhaps you think that that is an indication that it's time to ring the bell, but again, they lie to your face. So I have no problem with you guys campaigning. I'm not going to sit here and get all angry about it. I'm going to say that that's fine. Go do that. But also at the same time, realize that we should be able to have funerals in churches, have more people at the weddings, particularly if they're going to be outdoors. And we should not have this curfew still imposed on us. Because all it's doing at this point is frustrating good people. Because the killer is still getting it in. They're still putting that work in, right? That show ain't stop at all. So then just make sure that while you are campaigning and doing all this, that the police aren't going out and ticketing others for these minor offenses. All right? So you can do that, but just make sure it's equitable and fair. Please. All right? I'm not getting an F&M tramp stamp. under any circumstance. It's a total joke. I know y'all go, you say you get a tramp stamp. Like I'm really supposed to get an F&M tramp stamp. It says, why is the commissioner of police going to do about the PM, what the PM did over the weekend? What is he going to do? He ain't going to do nothing. The commissioner of police has taken several dozen people on walkabouts through communities. He's doing the same thing. That's my point. It's like, y'all go do that. That's fine. But make sure that there's equitable treatment. Great show as usual. Mortgage and rent due in 15 days, and y'all worrying about minutes and campaigning. Y'all need to get y'all priorities in order. Man, the election's important. What do you mean? It's election's critically important. That's going to decide who runs the government. It says, good day, Juan. Are my eyes deceiving me, or am I seeing more new government red plates on new cars on the road? Where are the austerity measures? We're not serious. It looks like more to me, too. Says, when Anton calls back, it's like a horror movie encore. F&M all the way. Okay. You just co-opted the PLP's slogan, huh? Says, Juan, F&M keeps passing. These bills give ministers more power as if they'll always be in power in opposition. You'll hear them say, ministers have too much power. Yeah, agreed. Now, here's the other thing about the campaigning. Can we step it up, right? On all sides of the discourse, right? So, first of all, look, Menace, you're not going to win 39 seats, all right? You have an incredibly large number of seats already. You have, what, 32 at this time? Something like that. They're going to be very difficult. It's going to be extraordinarily difficult to hold on to all. Stop clout chasing about Cat Island and Exuma. You know the chances of winning those seats are slim to none. You better be very concerned about holding on to certain seats now. The next thing is, you don't have Centerville in the F&M camp. Your F&M MP left your party, became independent. So Centerville is now independent, and you only won that by 4 votes last time, and Jomo Campbell is really popular down there. Reese Chipman's likely to split the vote heavily. I don't believe he has that great a chance at winning as an independent in Centerville. It has been done before, but that was when the PLP made an accommodation with the independent not to run a candidate down there. But I don't think you should continue this talk about 39 seats. Also, before we go to the break, you do not need to call the people contaminants, right? These are people, right? They're human beings. They're not contaminants. That sort of language isn't necessary on the campaign trail. And equally sad is Fred Mitchell's response. I mean, elevate yourself. If you think the prime minister's behavior is abhorrent, that means you, what, start saying you smell your lip and ask your ma about... Come on. You're campaigning to run a nation. Right? All of you. This is a nation you seek to run. A multi-billion dollar organization. Act like you possess the maturity. All of you. All right? To safely shepherd us through the challenges we're going to face. Now, Gladys Anna Martin asked for an apology today in Parliament. Minister said, man, I just rally talk. You can't. But it's... Oh, boy, what are you going to do? We'll be right back after this break.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like a an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Think safety first. Get to know LA Impact Windows and Doors. For the lowest and affordable quality hurricane impact windows and doors, garage doors, showers, shutters, casement and sliding windows and doors for residential and commercial business, installation, glass and roll-up shutter repairs, special discounts for contractors and senior citizens, easy layaway plans too. Feel safe with LA Impact Windows and Doors, located in the Southland Plaza, East Street South, just 3 doors north of the Teachers Credit Union offices. LA Impact Windows and Doors, impacting your view. Phone 322-3667.
Looking for plenty food and you're on a budget?
Play a Greek.
Stop into Wendy's and grab our latest bundle. Introducing the Biggie Bag. With the new Biggie Bag, you get a Dave's Singles, Junior Fries, regular drink, and 4-piece nuggets for only $7.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more. Now that's a deal. It's the best on these streets. Available at all locations. Restrictions apply. Wendy's, different inside and out.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. This is Good Day One. In Centerville, 1987, the PLP did run a candidate against Perry Christie. Pedro Roberts was the PLP man. They didn't cut a deal not to contact. I may be thinking about that wrong. Was it the FNM that cut a deal to not run against Christie? I may have been thinking about that wrong. You may be correct. Let's go to... It says the biggest issue of the waiver of protocols for campaigning is that it gives weight to the argument of arbitrary control by one man and not the greater good, bad optics. Yeah, agreed. It's not good optics because you should say, hey, man, now stuff's more open up. And also, I'm going to start campaigning, right? Y'all can go to funerals. Got your funeral in the church. That's how I could do it. You can have your wedding. You got 100 people at your wedding, right? I can give that about a weekend or two, and then I can bust out campaign. I'd be like, what? I'm parking up in Detroit to the funeral, and I can't campaign. You know. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
Hey, afternoon.
How are you, man?
Right here.
Okay. That statement that Fred Mitchell made, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. If anyone else had made that statement, I would have paid mine or listened to what he said. Right? But being him, I don't give it no kind of credibility. I want you to do me a favor, one.
Mm-hmm.
If you could look in your archives and find the rant or that tirade that he gave. You remember in 2016 when they wiped out the FNM, leaving about 6-7 seats
mm-hmm.
in Parliament. And mm-hmm. then Fred Mitchell gave a speech that morning. And I want to see if you could find enough there for the Bahamian people. I mean, it was a disgrace. It was unparliamentary. I mean, I don't know what it was. That's about Gilbert Ingram.
Okay, I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, boy, it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to get away with that.
No, we gotta be more mature. Yeah, I agreed. Thank you so much. It says you're not wrong, Juan. I didn't think I was wrong, but sometimes, you know, I don't have it right in front of me. And I guess somebody could, you know, tell me what the exact situation was. But I remember that there was an accommodation made so that Christie could run independent, unopposed on one side. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, well, what's up, my brother?
Hey, I'm good, buddy. How goes it?
Oh, I'm great, man. I am great. Wow, good topic. Good topic, bro. Mr. McCartney, so that mean, in other words, the next batch of whatever, the next batch of the vaccine, there's no specific time limit that when we would be able to obtain that then.
It's supposed to be now. Now, but they said before the end of the month. They had said mid-March, but they said before the end of the month.
I mean, but what to hold on to, like to say, well, you know, it's coming. Because tell you the truth, right, I have family members in the States. One, last week they took the Johnson thing and they took it. And the thing about it, they took it and then they got their stimulating packages. So
right. the whole vibe different, right?
You know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the country. And I'll 21/7, where there's only like a population of 400,000 right. people, basically.
Well, they could print money, though, to be fair.
Yeah, they can print money, but you know, I the vaccine personally, right? I read up.
Hello.
That's why they're Google and their sites you can
exactly.
go on.
Thank you. Yes.
You can't blame people for their conspiracy theory if you're not educating the people, my brother. Your radio show, yeah. Come on, your radio show and talk.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Simple as that.
Precisely. Yeah.
So if you're not going to bring out the message and you want people to think funny and have these conspiracy theories, well, you cause it yourself.
Absolutely.
Have a good day, bro.
All right, buddy. Now, look, okay, if the Prime Minister had said, look, I called one of my boys, right, and he tell me the vaccine come in next week, and I give him $250,000, you understand what I'm saying? If it was like that, I'd have serious challenges with it. But they've done this through a facility that is helping, I believe, upwards of 90 million people, something like this, trying to source the vaccine for them. More than 90 million people. So they're trying to help countries who aren't big players, per se, that would attract the attention of these big, huge pharmaceutical companies. So, yeah, if he had said, like, I know a dude, and he know a dude, and he can ship it here, and I don't see it come for, like, 8 weeks, I'd be like, yeah, you bugging. But you did it through a well-established facility that does need to move faster. It says, an accommodation was made for Christie by then-leader Shalinden, and the PLP didn't run a PLP candidate against him. That's what I thought. All right? So. One, according to Thomas Hearns' Instagram Saturday, he said that's what killed his friend, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. He had just had the vaccine shot. Maybe. One, don't fall for this. Optics talk is a trick to make them look like it only looks like the PM is breaking the rules. He is breaking the rules. No, Brave, the PLP is doing it too. So I'm not saying, you know, only him alone is doing it, but he is the competent authority. Says Glennis has to be the joke of the day. The PM totally messed up, but Fred compounds the problem. But she asked for minutes to apologize. Wow, these people never cease to amuse me. Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have said that, and Mitchell shouldn't have said that. All right? This is polyethylene glycol. It's slightly different from ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze. Poly is a solid. This is not the only adjuvants of concern in these vaccines. Says, one, there's too much hypocrisy with this administration. They're choosing who to ticket when they themselves and the police are not following protocol they themselves put in place. Yeah. It says, no one, Google it. Well, I don't have all the data in front of me. Excuse me. It's not the Rona. I don't have all the data in front of me, but I remember it a certain way. I'll certainly double check about the thing with Christie. Okay. This says, please call out government vehicle CM17. Tell them they need to learn how a roundabout works. Oh, boy. They almost kill me. Oh, boy. Now, we got time for one more call. It says, ping, ran a candidate, ping. I haven't heard that in a long time. All right. Let's really quickly do a phone call, and then we gotta get out of here. Tomorrow, I'll hopefully deal with the IDB report. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm calling to clear that mystery about Christie when he ran in 1987.
Yeah, sure. Help me out.
It was the F&M that didn't put a candidate against him. No,
okay.
Cuban Ingram.
Yes, right. That's
what happened.
What I was thinking. Yes. Was it the F&M
didn't run
against
a candidate.
Him, and then... The F&M didn't run a candidate. Okay, so the F&M didn't run candidates again. Right, that's what I meant to say.
That's right.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
To help you with... Thank you for that. To help you understand about Chipman's thing. All right? It says, this waiver will be short-lived. As we speak, Miami Beach is closed down because of the unruly behavior of spring breakers. Same thing as rallies. I don't think they're going to have any rallies. To me, I don't see that happening. I don't think they got the money for rallies like that. All right? These things cost, if you have a lot of rallies, they're millions of dollars. B, by the time they want to have this thing, we're not going to be out of the woods yet to be having no mass events. All right? I said A, they did the same thing with A.D. Hanna. Okay, yeah. So the F&M didn't run the candidate. That's what I mean, but the example remains the same. The logic remains the same, that Chipman would essentially have to go toe-to-toe with the PLP to stand the greatest chance of winning, even though he has said he will run again. All right? All right, we're out of show. So tomorrow I'll be back, Lord willing. You guys take care out there, and have a great day, Bahamas. Z Live, Off the Records, up next with Shivargo Lang. We'll talk to you tomorrow.